Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Here are some friends of Mount Calvary, the Proclaimers, on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Sometimes I start to wonder if I've been too blessed. The Lord has been so good to me. I've got clothes on my back, plenty of food on my table.
I'm satisfied.
I've got all that I need, and if that wasn't enough, the Lord has said there would be
a brand new home awaiting me on high.
So if I leave or I stay, I've got it good either way, down here or in the by and by.
I've got the best.
I've got the best of both worlds.
I've got the best.
I've got the best of both worlds.
I'm saved.
I'm saved, forgiven. I've got a good home here and a better one in heaven. I can't imagine more, but there's so much in store waiting just beyond those gates of pearl. I guess you could say I've got it good either way. I've got the best of both worlds.
I wake up every morning and I pinch myself.
My life is just too good to be true.
When I trusted the Lord, I knew He'd be my provider.
But He's done more.
He's done much more than I dreamed He would do. And if I start to believe this is as good as it gets, I read about a far better place. Where I'm gonna go, where milk and honey flow.
Now, brother,
that'll put a smile on your face. I've got the best of both worlds.
I've got the best.
I've got the best of both worlds.
I'm saved.
Beyond those gates of pearl, I guess you could say I've got it good either way. I've got the best of both worlds. I guess you could say I've got it good either way.
I've got it good either way.
I've got the best
of both worlds. That's the Proclaimers on Blessings from Beulah Street. Here's Canton Junction with a rousing rendition of Heaven's Jubilee.
Sunday morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joys ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, heading for that jubilee. See
Up next, a beautiful song by Andre Crouch. Here's Charlie Wood with If Heaven Was Never Promised to Me.
You may ask me why I serve the Lord. Is it just for heaven's gain? Or to walk along those streets of gold and to hear the angels sing? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry, or to live forever, ever and ever in that sweet old by and by? 'Cause if heaven was never been worth it, just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. He's been my closest friend down through the years, and every time I cry, He dries all my tears. It's been worth it, just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. I was living in a world of darkness when He brought me the light. Living in a world of darkness when He brought me the light.
Our next song is written and performed by Mount Calvary's music director, Terry Lee Ryan. Here's Changes on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Just when you think you've got it all together, a change comes along, a difference in weather, the sun shines so storm in the night, is it all illusion? We dream up in spite. Maybe it's a change we all go through, but how can we know? Something we tried to deny, but still lives in everyone's eyes. Oh, changes, changes. We never understand them. We never ever plan them. Oh, changes. Down to making one choice. should listen to ourselves, the strongest voice. Trust and believe with the one deep inside. He leads the way, keeps love alive. Oh, changes, changes. We never understand them.
That is a beautiful song that I think that God allowed Terry Lee to write. It's a subject of changes, and seems like this time of year I kind of fall back on some of the same themes when I speak here from the pulpit. Remember today, when I am speaking to you, I am basically focused directly at myself. I've been accused, and rightly so, of not quite being a fan of change. Yeah, that's me. I was told one time that the only people that like change are babies with bad diapers. And I kind of latched onto that. That was my philosophy. And I know that here at Mount Calvary, we are different. I know that over the last, 50 years that I have been involved in churches and the ministry, that there have been so many changes that have taken place in churches and how worship is led. And for each church out there, and they have the screens and they have praise teams and they have wonderful things that the way that God had placed upon their heart to worship His holy name, I say, God bless you, amen. I know that there's so many churches out there that have bands playing and have full orchestras playing and have dance teams going, and it reaches out to so many hearts, especially young people, and I go, God bless you. And at the same time, when I step into the sanctuary here at Mount Calvary and I look around at these wooden walls and I see the pews there and I see those hymnals in the back of those pews, I say, thank God. I'm just an individual who, I love the old hymns of the church, when we all get to heaven, let's just praise the Lord. I love singing those choruses that we sing that everybody joins in on. And some people say to me, well, you need to change. And I say, I know that. I'm working on it. And it's a good Sunday to talk about it. Why? Because we just had time change. I said, you know, the time changes. So you know what? It's time for change. And it's something that I personally struggle with, but you know, God wants you to be ready for change. God encourages you to change because God is the only thing, the only one that has ever been that never changes. His love for me, His love for you. The truths that He tells you within this Bible that I have opened, those are the things that never change. And because of that, I believe that we can embrace this concept of change. In the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, in the second chapter, I just want to read to you very simply three short verses. Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verse 1. Then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness. Who are the people he's talking about here? Who was leading them? Moses at the time. After the book of Exodus, we talked about it last week. We were talking about those wonderful stories in the Bible. about parting that Red Sea. Today, we read here, then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted or circled Mount Seir for many days. And then the second verse reads, and the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. You have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. And just open our minds and hearts for a few moments, God, that we receive the truth from you, each one as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. You've circled this mountain long enough. You've been caught in doing the same thing that you've been doing long enough. You see how this sermon applies to me mostly? So you just bear with me out there. I hear certain family members agreeing with me over there, and I appreciate if they'd be a little quieter out there this morning. You've circled this mountain long enough. Time to go northward. So many things in my life, I know that I've been surprised with change. Oh my goodness. Is this a timely message when you got up on yesterday morning and after you basked in the sunshine on Friday afternoon at about, 64 degrees, and the sun shining on you and you're in your short sleeve shirts and you're doing like that, and you get up in the morning and go, oh my goodness, what did we do, Lord? What did we do? The wind is blowing, the snow is coming down, the temperature started about 50 and it just kept on going down, 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 down. Totally opposite of what I see at the gas prices. Dun, 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 dun. I go, my goodness, my goodness. There's a change that's happening. I believe that first of all, you got to recognize change when it goes on. This message is a very simple message. It simply says, you got to recognize change, you got to embrace change, and then you got to own it. You got to get a hold of it. You got to believe in it. You got to put it in your heart and do your best to ask God to help you through change. I read one time of a writer who talked about change, and he said, you know, change sometimes it comes so drastic. And he said, but it's much easier for you to embrace it, to recognize it when it comes a little slower, a bit at a time. He said, my lovely wife has given me 6 and the smartest thing that she ever did was bring them home one at a time. Oh, I heard one amen back there. The smartest thing she ever did was bring them home one at a time. It takes a little adjustment. It takes a willingness within your heart to be open, to be open, to be open to what God has in store for you. I get stuck in my ways. I've told you before, if I go to the mall, I always park in the same area, go in. Why? So I can remember where the car is when I walk back out of the mall. There's so many things. I'm like, oh, I'm used to this, I'm used to that. So many times when I pick out the hymns, oh, we've done that hymn over and over. I was accused of one time when we had those hymnals that opened up and said, you know what's funny? When I open my hymnal, it just goes right to the song because you sing the same hymns over and over. I said, I do, because I love them. So I'm learning how to change. I'm learning how to embrace. I'm learning to say, God, I know. That you have something new, you have something exciting, and I hope you can kind of get through to me my willingness to accept the change that you have. It's difficult. But I'm here to tell you that the smallest thing, God can make a difference if you just give it to him. I read something I never knew. Back in, I'm not sure the years, but I had known that Franklin Roosevelt had started he basically declared war on polio years ago. And I can remember that as I was a child about friends that we had that suffered from that terrible disease. And I read the story about how there was a comedian at the time, I believe his name was Eddie Cantor, and he said, you know what? He said, we're going to start a thing called the March of Dimes. And people were encouraged to mail to the White House a dime. It says over 2,600,000 dimes were mailed into the White House. There were just truckloads of them, mostly sent by kids. And that's why, if you look at a dime today, whose face is on it? Roosevelt. A simplest thing, a dime can make such a difference. It said that those dimes were sent in, they were the basis and the ground level for the study to overcome and treat polio in this country. Something you really don't hear that much about. Why? Because such a small thing was given. Ben Franklin, it is said that he left $2,000 to two cities, one Boston, one Philadelphia, during the time of his death. But there was a little caveat on it. That money was not to be used for 200 years. Then in 1990, at the value of about $6.5 million, that money was used as he had directed for scholarships for what he listed as tradesmen. And that money was used in those cities for women's health, for those to receive scholarships of work in something that he had the foresight to see 200 years in the future. Seemed like a small item. I don't know, that was a lot of money back in those days, but think about how that accrued and how it's being used. When I think about change, I think about myself. I say, God, give me a willingness to recognize, to embrace, and to own the change in the things that you have for me. Because I know the one that never changes made a change in my life. This book is about change. This book is about how God never changes, how God, you can just anchor your rock upon Him and the words that He has to say about you. But it's also a book about change for you and for I. I know that people need a change. They need a change in their situation. I know for the last 2 years that, oh my goodness, who would have thought we'd had to go through all the challenges as a country, as a nation, as churches because of being closed down. I never even dreamed that we would have anything like that to go through. It was a change, but God saw us through it. You need a change in your life. You know what I'm talking about. It may be just a little adjustment. It just may be something minor, just a little tweak here or there. Or it may be where one of the dear fellows that I've sung with before, and I respect his opinion, I respect his walk with God so very much, and he and I have sung together many times. He sent me something. He said, you know what? Here's a little something you ought to read every now and then. It says, don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. I go, that's me. That's me. Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it, brother. And I laughed, but then I read it over and over and over again. Just as Terry Lee sang about change, change, change. Rely upon God. Rely upon His wisdom. Because God is the one that wants to see the change in you for the best you that you can be. Why? For His glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house today, and God, we know it's been kind of difficult a little bit with the weather outside and the temperature, but Heavenly Father, when we walked in today, we felt the warmth. We thank you for this place. We thank you for each one making an appointment to come today to worship. We thank you for those that are looking in online today and worshiping with us. And God, we thank you that although many times in our life we have gone around and around the mountain many times, it's time to set our sail in a different course and head northward. So Heavenly Father, embolden us with the truth that we find within your word. Allow us to take these truths and to place it in our everyday lives. Because God, that's where we live. So we ask now that you'll just simply give us the strength to serve you in spirit and in truth. Give us safe traveling mercies as we come back to this place, if it be your will. And allow us once again to sing praises to your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.